June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nippon kicks it out. Toppin. Good contest from Dort. Out of it and falls down. He looks hurt. Here comes SGA the other way. Inside, and Williams throws it down. Halliburton's hurt right away when he fell. Of course, that strained calf. He's in pain. So emotional.
That is Mike Breen, ESPN, with the call. That is the moment that basically the Thunder won the title. You saw it last night. The air, even though Indiana played well after that for a couple of, you know, for the rest of the half, you really saw it coming out of halftime. They probably don't have as many turnovers if they have Halliburton in the game. And the Thunder win. They win the NBA title 103-91. They beat the Indiana Pacers, and they have their first championship since moving. To OKC, what, less than 20 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's 17 years. I mean, that was Kevin Durant's first season in the NBA, was in was in Seattle.
Yeah.
But yeah, this
old
was
Key Arena.
This was a great run for the Thunder. I mean, they were really, really fantastic the entire way. And Indiana deserves a lot of credit for putting up a hell of a fight, but ultimately the best team in the NBA won the title this year, and that's supposed to be the goal of the whole process is
really
best team ends up on top. You know what I mean?
We all
want to see Cinderella win,
listen.
But legitimately the whole point of this extended process is when you get 100 games deep into this, we should know by the end who's the best. And we know with certainty Oklahoma City's the best team.
You are speaking to me because I am fully, I absolutely hate when the best team doesn't win the title.
Yeah.
I hate it in any sport. I don't care what sport it is. When the best team doesn't win the title, it really throws off my pH balance of life.
They were 84-21 between the playoffs
you
and regular
are the
season.
Like
they're the best team.
You basically had an 800 winning percentage.
Yeah.
Actually, matter of fact, you did.
But I mean, that was a marathon. You get 105 basketball games that this team played.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Lakers. Going, what the hell did they do the year they beat Iverson 16-1 or 16-2 through the postseason or something like that? It wasn't that kind of dominance, but man, that's a really good team. And that's a team that's, I don't think that's the only title they're going to win. I think they're going to win another one at some point soon. That team does have a shot if they play things right. That team has a shot to be a dynasty.
Oh, I'll tell you this. There is every coach in the Eastern Conference is on the hot seat right now. And so is every general manager. You have no excuse anymore. You have no Tatum and you have no Halliburton.
And KD didn't get traded to the East.
And KD's in the West.
Yeah.
You have no excuse. Giannis, you got no excuse. The Knicks, whoever the Knicks hire as their head coach, the Knicks have zero excuse. You have no excuse not to make the NBA Finals this year. Every team in the East should absolutely go all in for this season. Make a run.
They should. By the way, who hires their coach first, the Knicks or the Stars?
It's a great question. I think the Stars know who they want. I think they're just kind of, and that's why they're taking their time because they know that nobody else is going to hire Neil Graham.
Doesn't, to your point, that every team in the East is on notice now.
They are. To me, like, it's like, all right, when you have no, like, you're the last two representatives in the finals have lost their star player for the year.
Mm-hmm.
what do you like? There's no excuse to me.
So, I mean, that makes sense. Probably why Orlando does what they do to get Desmond Bane. Like, all right, let's just go out and knock this out. Which, did you hear the audio of Desmond Bane talking about when he found out he got traded?
No.
Oh, it was good. He was talking about how it was Father's Day, and he said he and his girl were walking downstairs at a resort, and he said he got a text from the GM that said, "Hey, buddy, happy Father's Day. Give me a call when you have a second, or when you get a quick second, give me a call." And he said he's holding his girl. He said he was like, "Either I got traded or somebody really big on our team got traded, and they're letting me know." He's like, "But I know what this is." He's wanting to FaceTime. And so he ended up checking that out and get traded. But that's why Orlando goes and makes a move for Bane. That's probably why the Giannis thing changes and turns. And it's like, come on, let's work this out. Like, let's just figure this out down here. And I would guess that some of the stuff that Shams has talked about craziest offseason ever, which we'll see.
We'll see.
But I would guess a lot of that is related to there are teams in the East that feel like we got to add now. We got to do something now.
Well, they do. I mean, like, I think that truly when you have such an opening, you've got to go for it. Like, this, every team from Atlanta to Toronto to, I mean, every team in the East, even Washington's like, all right, let's go. Now's the time. You have no excuse. Now, maybe Washington does, but I mean, they live at the top of the draft.
Yeah, I mean, they're terrible.
They're terrible, but like still, if you're a team that was even anywhere near the playoffs this past year, just go for it.
If you're Detroit, if you're Cade Cunningham's blowing up, he's starting to come into his own. All right, let's figure this out. Yep. Let's do this because, yeah, right now, like with no Tatum, who's mid anyway, let's be honest, Chubb.
Right.
But with no Tatum and Indiana going as far as they have the last couple of years with what felt like just a collection of good players, but not great players. Yeah, it does feel like, all right, there's an opening here. It's just then you're going to go up against a buzzsaw coming out of the West in all likelihood.
KD got traded yesterday. He goes to Houston, and he gets they get the 10th pick. They get 5 2s. They get Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks. That's what goes back to Phoenix. But this happened on the morning of Game 7 of the NBA Finals. This would never happen in the NFL. Baseball would really, really frown upon it. A-Rod did it in the middle of a World Series game. That's A-Rod. A-Rod operates on his own. But nobody else. I never remember other MLB stuff like during the World Series. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure something happened in the Stanley Cup Final this year, but it wasn't. Oh, the Stars.
DeBoer.
DeBoer being fired.
Coach firings are different, though.
You can't wait.
There's not much you can do about that. You've got to make the move then.
But Durant was traded yesterday. We've seen other moves happen.
Bane was traded. Durant was traded. The Pacers made a draft pick trade while they were playing in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, you just never see it.
Yeah.
You never see it other than the NBA. But to do it on the morning of the NBA of Game 7, I mean, it wasn't even noon yet when this news broke.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a team making a blockbuster trade. And what's going to happen today is on all these morning shows, from Get Up to First Take to First Things First to whatever, they're going to talk about Game 7. But if you were to break down the pie, Game 7, Halliburton injury, Durant trade, it's not commensurate to what a Game 7 should be.
No, this should... The NFL wants the Super Bowl to dominate everything the next
morning. Now, if Patrick Mahomes ruptures his Achilles in the first quarter of the Super Bowl, That's something that you can't avoid.
Right. Halliburton's not Mahomes, though, obviously. Right.
But you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Like, Jalen Hurts, same thing. You can't avoid that. It's a talking point. It's part of the game.
Yeah, that plays within it, no doubt about it. But there's a difference between that and the Dolphins announced they're trading Tyreek Hill at 10 o'clock in the morning the day of the Super Bowl.
Is it unfair that the Thunder's title is going to be marred by Halliburton's injury? Of course.
It's almost like it stole their thunder.
Hey.
I'm not even upset about that. I felt good about it.
You know what? I like what you did there. I don't hate that at all. I like that. I love a good dad joke. Keep them coming, man.
Yeah.
I love a good dad joke. But it's like, it is. It's going to mar their title. Whether they want to believe it. Now, in 20 years, no one's going to remember this. But today, when the Thunder fans should be watching TV nonstop about all the giving all the glory to them, I mean, they're going to be talking about the Halliburton injury. Right. That's the reality of it.
Which at least that occurred within the game, though.
It did.
That occurred within the game. That was the, but yeah, there's. I mean, the topic this morning when I turned on the radio was, is there an asterisk, or an asterisk is what they were saying, but there is there an asterisk on the Thunder's title now because Halliburton got hurt?
Right.
It's like,
they're in game seven.
Halliburton is not an asterisk player. They were lucky to get to game seven, in all honesty, the Pacers were. The Thunder were a better team, and they had them like, all right, we're up 3-2.
He's an asterisk player. I mean, he's...
I don't think it puts an asterisk on them winning a title.
It doesn't put an asterisk. Nothing does. But, like, he's still, like, he's... I mean, that game is much different with him. Like, they don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm not
saying
it's not.
They're in a position to win late.
I'm not saying that it's not different. What I am saying is that's not enough to now call into question or say, well, you got to win another.
Right. Oh, I agree.
It's not a bubble title. It's not anything like that. It's just, I don't think it's comparable at all. I mean, with him in there, with Halliburton in there, the Pacers in 23 playoff games, they were an underdog in 17 of them, a betting underdog.
Wow. Wow.
And so, I mean, to me, it's like Oklahoma City was always the favorite. Oklahoma City was probably always going to win that series.
Yeah. So I got a little theory. Like, I think the NBA wasn't upset that these moves are taking place during the playoffs. To me, it's during the finals, I should say. So all my gambling group chats that I'm on, and I'm on way too many. None of them are actually watching any of these games. They said I've watched maybe 5 minutes of this series. This was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But they're betting on the games. I'm not watching. The series is boring. It's got no juice. I'm not interested in it. That's what they're saying. This is game seven of the NBA Finals. And they're like, I haven't been interested. I'll watch tonight because it's game seven. The series hasn't interested me. I think the NBA looks at the KD trade will avoid anybody talking about TV ratings. It will avoid anybody talking about, you know, the market size. It will avoid people talking about, this hasn't really been it for me. Now, is that right? No, it's not the right thing to do. But if you're spending, like, the league knows you have to talk about KD now. You're not going to talk about whether the finals was loved by, you know, three quarters of the country.
But isn't that a Tuesday topic?
Yeah.
It's not a Monday topic. So, like, get through your series, get through Monday discussion about the series, and then make the trade Tuesday.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah,
to me, they undercut themselves. Now, they're still having to answer about ratings. The Athletic had, leading into game seven, the Athletic had this preview where they were talking about how riveting the finals were or weren't or whatever else, and they got a quote from Adam Silver about ratings, which of course he's going to fluff it up as he's been doing this entire postseason. What was it? His excuse last time was, well, if you look, even though the numbers are lower, we're still the number one thing.
That night.
And so
they win the night.
And so he's like, we weren't winning the night years ago, so now we're winning the night. It's just a lower number, but we're still winning, so it's actually better. And so what he said yesterday to The Athletic was, ratings have changed from what they used to be. Netflix is the most valuable pure play media company out there. Nobody in this room knows what their ratings are. We don't even think in terms of ratings. We think maybe in terms of popularity, buzz around a program. We're going through a transition and we're going to work through that. So Silver is basically arguing for, like, who cares about ratings? This is the vibes. What are the vibes like, guys? Is there buzz around it? I think we got buzz.
Okay, so that's interesting. Would you rather have a higher number and finish second, or a lower number and finish first of the night?
Second. If we're talking about for the NBA and how much people are actually engaged with my sport, second. As a commissioner, I want that.
You want a higher percentage of people watching. I would agree with that.
I want an indication.
The TV networks might disagree, but I would agree.
Sure,
if I was the
as the league, I want more eyes. And I want to be able to say this was a bigger draw.
I agree. I agree with that. I'd rather have a 14. I'd rather have 14 million people watching and finish second than 9 million and finish first.
Yeah. It's like, would you rather be us or G-Bag, right? Like, I mean,
NFC South.
Yeah.
Or AFC South, whichever one it is.
Yeah, exactly.
They're both, it's you know, terribly the way.
We won the night. Okay, I guess.
Won the night. Yeah. Come on. Group of five. Group of five.
G-Bag, the G and G-Bag, the G5. G-Bag
stands for a group of five. Well, they got five guys in the show. That's what they're the group G5. Of five. They're G5.
The group of five. The
group of five.
The group of five nation.
Yeah, we're power four.
Yeah, they're going to be
we're
so
power
bad.
Four. We're a power four school over here. There we go.
So bad later.
I'll see you in Oxnard.
There we go. There we go. All right, Sean and RJ, 105 through the fan. We have reached the commercial-free expressway. Which one of our teammates was Bobby cleaning his vomit out of the car this weekend? How many Cowboys made the all-quarter century team? And did the worldwide leader disrespect a DFW legend? It's the commercial-free expressway with a ticket giveaway coming up next on 105 through the fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the commercial-free express. We got a ticket giveaway coming up in about 20 minutes. Best or worst of the weekend, which member of the fan team was Bobby cleaning their vomit out of the car this weekend? We will get into that.
Text your guesses, 877-881-1053. Who vomited my car?
But who has disrespected a DFW legend? How many Cowboys make the all-quarter century? Because we are. This is year 25.
Yep.
This is crazy. We've made it through a quarter century. So we are going to get all these lists this year. And as Chris Arnold has said, people love lists.
This is technically year 26. Because okay, if you so count you, 2000, you,
yeah.
then that's why all these lists where they're like, we're at the quarter century mark. I'm like, shouldn't you have done this last year? Whereas for the 25th year. Although I guess it could be in retrospect.
People are stupid and 25 is... They
could
understand.
Be in retrospect though too. Could like, be. That could be what you're doing. All right, so we are looking at over at ESPN. This is Seth Walder and Aaron Schatz.
I like them both. So Walder
they're
is
analytics guys.
Analytics guys. Schatz, he started Football Outsiders, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's a DVOA. DVOA that is reference his baby. That is his thing.
I wish somebody would bring it back because I can't find it anymore.
So they did a, over at ESPN, they had written an article doing the all 53-man roster from the last 25 years.
All right. I have not seen this. I did not want to look at it. I want to be surprised.
So they had Aaron Schatz and Seth Walder play de facto general managers for the all-quarter century team, and they were allowed to use practice squad players too. Here were their rules for eligibility. Players are still eligible if they began their career in the 90s, but only production beginning in 2000 was considered. These decisions were made mostly on statistical output, focusing on peak seasons while still rewarding longevity. It says this team includes 25 offensive players, 23 defensive players, 5 special team players. For another wrinkle, they filled their full practice squad with players who just missed the cut and listed them in their respective position groups. And they also included in this followed the NFL International Player Pathway Program and stashed somebody on the roster who would have qualified for that.
Oh, that's cool.
So, all right, let's go through the list. We'll probably run through just the offense because this will probably take up some time. We might do defense tomorrow or a little later in the show.
Let's do it.
All right, number one, they picked 3 quarterbacks. Who is on this all quarter century team?
All right.
Chop.
It will be Brady.
Got it.
Manning.
Got it.
Rodgers.
No.
Breeze?
No.
Okay.
You just picked the 2 practice squad quarterbacks.
Huh.
You're ignoring a very obvious one.
Oh, Mahomes.
Yeah,
my
Mahomes.
God.
There you go.
Holy cow. Holy cow. Yeah. All right. That's interesting.
And nothing to really gripe about here. I wouldn't think. Who would even be in contention, potentially, to talk about it? Roethlisberger?
I would think Ben could be into contention. I think Rivers. No.
Rivers has statistical output. Rodgers has stats and titles. He would have the best argument.
Yeah, your argument would be with Drew. So, I mean, you could say You could say Rivers. You could say Ryan. You could say Ben. But I would take Drew over all of them. I think Drew Brees is going to be knocked because he played in what I believe to be the best quarterback era ever.
There's
from 2000 to 20. Yeah, like the 02 to 2015 era is probably the best we've ever seen of elite play. Maybe 2020 era.
All right. This is where we're going to start getting hairy. Yeah, we blew through the quarterbacks. That's no concern.
That's easy. Those the top three that made it, I think those are the easy ones. And I don't know. Would you have a problem with Rodgers over Mahomes just because of the longevity?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Mahomes is... He's done too much too quickly.
Right, I agree.
All right, we're going to do the running backs now, and this is where we're going to start running into some problems. This is the all quarter century team from ESPN. Three running backs and a practice squad guy.
Is Derrick Henry on it?
Derrick Henry is one of the running backs.
Okay.
Peyton, you can throw out some guesses too if you got any.
Marshawn Lynch?
No.
No.
I actually guessed one earlier because you said you will never believe who is on it.
And you knew who was
and
on
it. And I nailed it first. That was Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes is the first team running back, which is a little wild to me.
By the way, is Brady first team quarterback?
Yes.
And then second team is?
Manning.
Oh, they have him over Mahomes.
Yep.
Okay. And I couldn't even begin to guess the third team running back.
No? Really think about just some of the greats over the last, specifically 2000s.
Frank Gore.
No. How are you? This is
he's number two. He's number two on the list, man.
Yeah. He's not.
I'm drawing a blank. Go ahead.
Okay. The other running back that we have here is Christian McCaffrey, who can't stay healthy and has had some down years before. So the team is Priest Holmes, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry.
That leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, it does, especially when you realize the two names you forgot. Let's start with the practice squad running back. The birthday boy and the DFW legend, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, wow.
In what world is Christian McCaffrey above LaDainian Tomlinson?
Maybe at his Madden rating. That's about it.
There's legitimately no excuse for LaDainian not being on there, right?
I would think I mean, not.
Now, they threw him on the practice squad, so LaDainian Tomlinson played 11 years. But he had 13,000 yards rushing, almost 5,000 yards receiving. He scored 162 touchdowns in his career. Just right. A total monster.
All right. I'm just. Where's Adrian Peterson?
Good. You finally found the second name. Adrian Peterson does not even make the practice squad on this ESPN team. Adrian Peterson is completely left off the
list. He won an MVP.
He's not even a top
four. Rob Manning of one, but he won an MVP.
He is not even a top four running back of the last 25 years, let alone potentially all time.
I'm flummoxed.
And there's no explanation for it here. They don't address his absence at all. Nothing written down here. But they did have a fullback spot, so Kyle Juszczyk did get to make the team over Adrian Peterson.
Simmer down. Now, Kyle, I got it. Look, I mean, he actually gave me good content over the weekend because I'm trying to get my oldest to do some more, you know, explosive workouts. And Kyle posted something on his TikTok. And I'm going to use that. So credit to him. You cannot have him. I mean, I already wrote Adrian Peterson on there. So
Adrian Peterson was the leader in rushing three times, led the league in touchdowns two times, rushing touchdowns, led the league in rushing yards per game four times. And by the time he finished his career, he was, let's see, where all was he at? Rushing touchdowns, he was fourth all time. Career rushing yards, he was fifth all time. His yards per rushing attempt was 4.6, by the way. In fact, career touchdowns, period, he's 10th all time.
Wow.
And he doesn't make the list at all. And LaDainian Tomlinson, who we talked about and had been the practice squad guy, LaDainian Tomlinson was third all time in touchdowns.
All right, this is okay. I love,
and you don't even like the running back position. This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. I like both of these guys. They had Peyton's stroke over the weekend. All right, let's go to wide receiver.
Yep, because we just put the fullbacks on there. That's Kyle Juszczyk. So we are doing the NFL all quarter century team according to ESPN, which is already garbage list. Going after the birthday boy, LaDainian Tomlinson, and then not putting Adrian Peterson on there, who got mixed up in a fight over the weekend. TV reporting. All right, wide receivers now. Best wide receivers. There are six of them.
This is gonna be tough.
Six receivers, two practice squad guys.
So you got eight total.
Yep.
All right, so Megatron.
Yep.
Larry Fitz.
No.
Randy Moss.
Larry Fitzgerald. Yes, Randy Moss. Larry Fitzgerald is not even a practice squad.
All right.
Which, again, seems ridiculous.
Did they put T.O. on there?
T.O. is on here.
Did they put Tyreek?
Tyreek Hill is not on the list.
Julio?
Julio Jones is.
I don't know how you... I could not put Fitz. I could not put Julio over Fitz, I don't think.
We got Moss, T.O., Calvin Johnson, and Julio Jones at this point. Two more, and then two practice squad guys.
Andre Marvin Harrison?
What was yours?
Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson's practice squad.
Ooh.
And then you said Marvin Harrison?
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison's on there. So you got one more receiver currently playing.
Currently playing. Justin Jefferson?
Yep. And then the final practice squad guy, Antonio Brown. And again, we ask, where the hell is Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, I got a problem with that.
I got a massive problem with that.
Larry Fitz is too disrespected.
Larry Fitzgerald, again, second all-time in career receiving yards, sixth all-time in receiving touchdowns, second all-time interceptions.
Now, absolutely look, if you want nothing. To say he's a he was a compiler, I would disagree.
I would completely disagree. He was an 11-time Pro Bowler.
11-time Pro Bowler. He averaged 1,000 yards a year. I mean, that's not a compiler to me.
1,400 yards, 1,400 yards, 1,400 yards, 1,000, 1,100, 1,400 yards. He was a monster. And also, there's no – it feels like – I know AB was really good for a long time, but can you legitimately even have AB as a practice squad guy over Mike Evans, who is
over Mike Evans?
Mike Evans is now. Mike Evans has a little bit of the compiler label, but
Over DeAndre Hopkins, over Torrey Holt,
Tyreek Hill, who you said
over Tyreek, over Reggie Wayne.
I don't like that.
I mean, Bolden.
Bolden, I could definitely see being considered a little bit more of a compiler.
Yeah, I can see that too. Steve Smith.
No Steve Smith? All right.
Interesting.
Yeah. All quarter century team here from ESPN. Tight ends. They got three of them in a practice squad.
Okay. Tight ends. You're going to have.
I think we would all probably agree with the top three tight ends. Practice squad might be a disagreement.
Kelsey.
Yep.
Tony.
Yep.
Witten.
Nope. You're missing the first team guy. Witten is not even practice squad.
Gronk.
Gronk. You got it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Gronk. Witten isn't even practice squad?
Nope.
Oh, come on. See, this is what's going to happen.
It's a Hall of Famer who is not worthy of it.
Let me tell you something. This is what's going to happen that when the Hall of Fame comes calling.
I'm concerned about it.
I'm very concerned about it.
The practice squad tight end is Antonio Gates. How many times did Antonio Gates have 1,000 yards receiving?
Two?
Twice in his entire career. Jason Witten had four. Witten has over 200 more receptions in his career than Antonio Gates. The only thing Gates really has him on is touchdowns, but that's it.
Yikes.
So Gates makes it over Witten. I'm very disappointed. Before we get to the offensive line, you got to tell me what's wrong with your analytics people. These are your people. What analytics say Adrian Peterson isn't good? What analytics say Jason Witten doesn't deserve it over Antonio Gates or Larry Fitzgerald? I honestly hadn't even realized Larry Fitzgerald wasn't on this list till you said it. And then I was like, okay, that's a big problem too.
Yeah, because he was literally the second person I named.
Yeah,
so like, I knew Calvin was going to be Calvin was first team, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. So that there's a lot of disrespect there to the receivers.
Now, and by the way, who was the first team running back? It was Priest.
Yeah, Priest Holmes.
And Brady was first team quarterback. And Calvin first. And who was first team tight end?
Gronk.
Oh yeah, duh.
Which is needed. Priest Holmes had 3,000 yard seasons from 2001 to 2003 and didn't do anything else.
Yeah, the analytics is a data point.
But if you're also rewarding longevity for Gates,
yes,
I don't understand.
I don't understand it either.
All right, offensive line is going to be a little bit more difficult. I'll let you throw out a couple guesses, but I mean, they broke this up by left and right side as well. So you can start throwing out some names for the offensive line. I'll tell you if they're on there.
Oh God, is Tyron on there?
Tyron Smith is nowhere to be found on this list.
I mean, look, that's a loaded position.
Joe Thomas.
Joe Thomas has got to be on
Joe
there.
Joe Thomas is on there.
Is he first team?
He is.
Okay. I have no problem with that.
Trent Williams is the backup left tackle. The two practice squad guys at tackle are Walter Jones And then the international player pathway, Jordan Mailata.
All right, I can't put
Mailata's not an all-time player. It's just the all-time pathway player. Mm-hmm. That they
right,
could
I
get put that. On.
All right. But, yeah, Tommy Tyra's going to the Hall of Fame. I would have a much bigger problem if Zach Martin isn't at the guard spot.
We'll have to see.
Than I would if Tyra not. Because left tackle is such a loaded position.
I'll throw out the left guards for you. Alan Faneca and Steve Hutchinson are on this list.
I don't have a problem with that. Those are Hall of Famers.
They're great players. Right tackle is Lane Johnson and Willie Anderson. Again, no problem. Now we get to the right guard.
I had to put Mark Colombo up there.
Now we get to right guard.
Marshall on there?
Marshall Yanda is on the team.
Is he first team?
I don't know. Did they dare disrespect Zach Martin? You tell me.
Quentin
Nelson's not on. It is Zach Martin.
It is. It has to be.
Zach Martin is the first team right guard. They said Martin's number of first team All-Pro selections is the highest total for any guard since 2000. Former Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo once said Martin didn't have a weakness and had everything required of an offensive lineman at an elite level. Footwork, base, punch, athleticism, strength, and mind. And then the only other backup offensive lineman they have is Jari Evans at right guard. Then the first team center is Jason Kelsey with no backups behind him. So no Pouncey. No Frederick, no none of that. No Alex Mack, nothing.
I wonder how Frederick's career, because he was probably trending towards like the Hall of Fame discussions.
Before he got
Guillain-Barre.
Yeah, once he got Guillain-Barre, that obviously threw things off. Because he
only played about, 7 years, 8 years?
He played 6 seasons total.
Yeah, that's just not enough.
He was 4 Pro Bowls in his first 5 years, including a first-team All-Pro selection.
He was fantastic. I mean, he was like, it was funny that I will never forget. We were at the stadium and they were like, "Man, they traded backup. They traded Travis Frederick."
Well, it was a little disappointing.
And he was like, because he called in. He called in that night, right? He did the call and he goes, "I didn't expect to be picked till the third round." And we were like, "What the hell?"
That didn't make you feel good about it.
Are they doing? And it worked out great. I mean, he was a fantastic player.
So that is the first team side of the offense. We'll get into the defense either tomorrow or later today. But yeah, one Cowboy makes the list: Zach Martin. No Jason Witten included in the rotation.
Upsetting.
No Tyron Smith included. I get you think it's just pretty loaded. I understand that too. I mean, there's no Orlando Pace either.
But Pace was drafted at what, 90?
98. 97.
Was he 98? No.
97, 98.
Okay, I thought it was earlier than that.
So, I mean, he played the majority of his career. He was 97, played till 2009. And is a Hall of Famer. So, that was a little... A little bit of a head scratcher because usually the analytics guys, I feel like, are going to be a little more unemotional about it.
They have a better handle on it, I think. Yeah, they're unemotional.
But they didn't.
No, I got some major issues there.
So we'll look at the defensive side a little bit later, either today or tomorrow.
Let's see. From the Franklin injury attorneys fan text from the 214, should have been Ogden at left tackle. They didn't even get Ogden on there.
Yeah.
Now, he may have been a little early, though.
Jonathan Ogden played from 2000 to 2007. I mean, he made the Pro Bowl every year in the 2000s.
He was 2000?
2000. He played that whole set. He was drafted in 96.
Witten and Fitz had long careers. That's why they have the numbers. The players in the list had more of an impact.
I completely disagree. Gates was better than Witten.
Nobody outside of Dallas views Witten better than Gates, Gronk, or Tony G. I don't think he's better than Gronk or Tony Gonzalez.
No, nobody's arguing he's better than Gronk or Tony Gonzalez. But anybody who's arguing Gates, when you go look at what his career was, he is one of the most oversold players of all time.
Gates has better perception. Yes, I agree. Gates has more better PR.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Gates is Sean Payton. Witten is Mike McCarthy.
Yep. I mean, that's 100% it. You're talking about a guy. I mean, Witten made more Pro Bowls. Witten put up better numbers consistently. It's not even close.
Yeah, Mike Evans, Ocho Cinco. Yeah, it was too.
Ocho was too brief.
That was too brief. I agree. I'll be interested when they get to the. The corner one is going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun. And then the edge rusher, I think, is going to be fun, too.
There's going to be some problems on the defensive side of the ball, too.
I'm pretty excited about it.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the commercial-free expressway. It is time to hook you up, boys and girls.
All right, Tolo's right now calling number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Seether and Daughtry on November 11th at the Pavilion at the Toyota Music Factory. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Man, our old buddy Troy Hughes.
Oh, Tommy Sledge.
It was a hilarious day when we had The Miz. Remember The Miz in studio, the WWE superstar, The Miz?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, what does Troy look like? And we were trying to lead him into, say, Vin Diesel. And he goes, what, a fatter Daughtry? Still an all-time. Pay doesn't know where that clip is. So all-time great line. There we go. I love it. All right, it's time for Best or Worst of the Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
I'm having a bad fucking weekend.
I think there was no better place to start, my voice cracked there, than the tease that we had to start this segment, or last segment, I should say. Which fan teammate did Bobby have to clean the vomit out of his own car from this weekend?
Let's be honest. I didn't clean it.
Oh. Oh, yeah, of course. Like, you go in the vehicle. First of all, why were you driving?
I wasn't driving.
Oh.
Okay. Kristen cleaned it. And so Kristen was driving.
She was driving.
Yes. We got several guesses on the fan text as to who vomited in my car. We got definitely Wolchuk from the 325. 641 says Peyton. 817, Cheech. 940, Wolchuk. 817, Sean. 321.
Eric would have to get off Twitter.
three, two, one. It was Pedro. Shout out to Ruben. And then 682, Will Chambers. None of you got that right.
Is that a Napoleon Dynamite reference with Ruben?
Yeah, when he first got on the board and he was working with Nosebleeds. They said he looked like Pedro. And so he went by Pedro on the air for a while. But none of you got it right. The answer is a man who I guess got so violently ill he's going to be out all this week. No, it's not Corey Majors, but that's close. It's on his show. Alec Medford threw up all in the back seat of my Ford Explorer.
Oh, Meddy.
And Will Chambers was partially responsible for it.
Will Chambers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how was he responsible for this?
We'll talk about this. So, Saturday, I got the text from Alec. He's like, hey, we're going to Stockyards tonight. It's birthday weekend. You know, if you want to come out, let me know. I was like, cool, I'll be there. I've been threatening to wingman for you for a little bit. And this story has more details that I can't get into yet because Alec was recovering so long yesterday. By the time I talked to him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon the next day, he said he hadn't gotten out of bed yet. He slept until like noon and then he still hadn't even gotten up. So Alec had said, all right, I'm hanging out there. I was like, all right, I'm going to wingman for you because this has been the plan for a while. Got disrupted once before. I was like, not now. We're going to Stockyards. I'm going to show you how it's done. How I can be a good wingman. I'm a good assist guy. I'm Ricky Rubio. I'm just throwing out dimes. I don't got a shot, but I got dimes.
Man, I miss Ricky. I liked Ricky Rubio.
This is what I do. So I got dimes. I got a hezzy. I'm not gonna put up many shots. They're not gonna go down. But I've got the setup for the other guys. Okay. So we get out there, and I told him, I was like, all right, I got Zach and Will. It was Will's last show over the weekend. Got very teared up.
Yeah, I couldn't listen to it.
He got very choked up. Well, you're gonna listen to it during crosstalk because he got choked up about Kevin Hagelin. So we're gonna play it for Kagi.
Really?
Yep. But it
Did
was
he mention me at all? No.
No, no, no. I mean, he probably mentioned you throughout the day. I know he mentioned you throughout the day because it came up. But we got out to the Stockyards, and I brought Wolchuk and Will with me, too. I was like, hey, we're going to be hanging out tonight. So it was a cool thing to come through too. He's like, yeah, obviously, like, tell him to come out. So we got out there.
Wolchuk, Will, you.
Blake was out there a little bit later, and then Ruben was there.
And Ruben and Medford.
Obviously. And then while we were out there, Alec had said something. He's like, hey, we're in Fort Worth. Tell Chop to come out. And so I texted you up with an eggplant emoji.
I love those texts at whatever time it was.
Yeah, it was like 10:45. It was very late. We didn't get there till like 10:30.
Yeah.
These kids, dude.
These kids.
These children.
These kids.
That are like, yeah, I'm going to take a shower around 9:45 and get out. I was like, what are we doing? Like, all right, fine.
A shower?
Yeah. So he takes
on a weekend?
Took a shower to go out and like, got to be fresh if you're looking FTD, to do something.
Fresh to death, that's right.
So we get out there and we start out at Second Rodeo, which is a spot you spot. Like, right?
I like Second. It's a fun place.
I liked it. I'd never been there. It's really cool vibe. Love it. They got the two stories up there. They got the bottom floor, which is very like general bar area. Then you get it out to the outside, and it's a little bit like the Rustic.
Like if you've ever been to Rustic, it's covered. But yeah. It's hot.
You're outside. There's like a stage up there for music, and you've got like the little patio tables. And then upstairs is like this mess hall feel with like a bar at the end of it. But it's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
There's an elevator to take you up and downstairs. There's the different stairwells up there. So like it's easy to get around the bar even if it's crowded, which I like. That's a big plus in their favor.
Mule Alley.
We get up there and instantly I'm like, okay, Alec, we gotta do drinks. We're all gonna do drinks as like a team building thing. So I brought everybody over who's with us at the station, and we did double shots of vodka.
Why not? Well, who shoots vodka? Seriously though. That's like
vodka?
Yeah.
Just plain vodka.
Yep. Wow. Double shot it. And they didn't even have Tito's.
They didn't?
They had I think they said it was called Wesley's or something like that. I'd never heard of it. But Will knew of it. Will was like, no, it's good. And it was fine. It tastes fine. I didn't have any issues with it. But they didn't even have Tito's when I asked them. So we get the double shots, take them. Everybody's feeling good. Okay, we're feeling nice. Wolchuk is slammed by the time that he's there and taking that shot. And I didn't know it. Because I guess he met up with Will before and had said, I had four shots in my Yeti cup. I was like, dude, I didn't know you've been sipping on a Yeti. I would not have given you this one to do. So Zach is now like, we're on watch with Zach for like, make sure he's only holding water. He's like, I'm going to go get a water. I'll be right back. He's like, okay. So Zach goes off and he comes back and it's like, that's carbonation and a lime in it. I know that's not water. What are you doing? And so then he's like, I, this is water. It's like, give it to me. Stop it. So we're hanging out outside and I'm like, all right, where are the girls, Alec? What are we doing here? And Alec was like, no, there's some girls coming, but there's a couple girls coming, but they're just like friends of mine. We're going to go to other spots after this. This is just the starter. I was like, okay, that's fine. So his friend shows up a little late, right? And he's then saying to her, like, as a punishment, you got to do the double shot of vodka we did while you weren't here. So I was like, I'll go order it. So I went and got it. And I got one for Alec too. She had already done double shot, which if you've seen Alec and all 4'11" of him, this is a lot of alcohol for this young man to be putting on. So I give him to both of them. I'm like, all right, there, he's sharing in your experience, but you got to take this because you were late. So they take that. We then move on to the next spot, which is down the street called Filthy McNasty's. Never been there before.
Great spot.
Either. It was cool. Very tight, again, packed. We had to wait there. We're waiting in line. It's like two block wait to get into the place. And Blake and I are standing at the back, and Blake's like, I'm going to go walk up to the front. We don't stand in lines. I'm going to get us in. And I'm like, he walks up. I was like, no, he's not. And Kristen's standing there with me, and Will's behind, Will's over there, and Will's like, if there's anybody who could do it, it's Blake. What do you mean? Blake is not like Mr. Get Things Done man. Like he's still on the
Colleyville kid. Colleyville kid.
Confidence will get you a long way.
Yeah, Colleyville kid. Get things done.
And then they end up like, he's like, I ended up at the front of the line, didn't I? I was like, yeah, because we had other people up there. You just cut and stayed with them. That was not you talking your way in, dude. So we get inside, and Alec is talking all this mess about, she couldn't handle it, the shot, I was fine with it. Blah, blah. She's like, I can take another. It's no problem for me. It's like, oh, you can take another? Okay, well, then let's prove it. So I went and got them two doubles again. And so, what are you shaking your head at? So I got them two doubles again. I gave it to them.
You're a child. You're such a child.
And then they said, you did take one. I was like, I'll take one, but you can't make somebody drink alone. So I went and got them two more.
No.
And then I took one. So by this point, this has been 3 hours, and I don't know if he had anything else other than that, but I mean, he was up to about seven drinks now, probably.
What's your bar tab at right now? Do
you remember?
Oh, that's a good question.
So I tabbed it out a couple of three something.
Oh, jeez.
I tabbed it out a couple places. And that's the other part of the worst of the weekend. I'll tell you that in here. So we get to the next spot. Alec is literally falling into cars. We're trying to walk and he's like falling over and he's like, I should go home. It's like, all right, I feel bad. We'll take you home. We'll drive because Kristen wasn't drinking. So I was like, we'll take you back. Well, I was driving Will back too. We're in Fort Worth. Will was in Frisco.
You had to drive all the way to Frisco?
Oh, no. Alec is in Grand Prairie. We went Fort Worth to Grand Prairie to Frisco back to Flower Mound. And as we're going to Grand Prairie, we're about halfway there. I'd given Will a Kroger bag and I said, catch this if he gets sick. And Will goes, up, he's going. And he's just back there going, ugh. And Will's like, it's good though. I caught it. We got it all in the bag. Let it out, buddy. He's like patting his back. So we get to Alec's place to like drop him off at his dad's or whatever. And Kristen's like, make sure he's on his side or on his stomach. He'll choke on his vomit if he's on his back. She's like, walk him. Do I need to walk him inside? I was like, no, we're good. So, dude, I open this door. There's vomit everywhere in the car. I was like, where's the bag? And Will holds it up and it's empty. And he goes, I didn't catch it. I thought I did.
Oh, no.
I was like,
are you embarrassed?
How do you go from I caught all of it to I caught none of it?
How about this? Why don't you guys just say, Alec, let me know if you're going to throw up. I'll pull over.
Because he was half awake throwing up. Like, he was, like, passed out.
I was basically. I've been in vehicles. Hey, pull over. It's coming.
He was toasty. So he was ready for sleep. And like then we couldn't get into his garage for like 10 minutes because he couldn't remember what the passcode was because he was messed up. Then he opened it through some app.
We're 214, Bobby. If you stop drinking, you can afford a house for your family.
We laid him down
for the 559, wherever that is. 559. Craziest thing California. About Bobby's story is that one, he remembers the details. Two, he's somewhat the most responsible person in this entire escapade.
Dude, so no, here's where I lose my responsibility. Here's the worst that we can. After we get Alec laid down, we go stop at the gas station. I'm like, I need something to eat. I'm going to go get a sandwich inside of the gas station. I get in there and I open my wallet. I don't have my debit card.
Oh, no. Where is it?
I don't know.
You still don't have it?
Oh, no. I've ordered a new one because then the next morning I went on the bank app and I looked. We ordered drinks twice at Filthy McNasty's. There were two more charges. On Saturday night. So I was like, that's it. So I locked the card, ordered a new one. So somebody picked it up and then started using it, I guess. They didn't charge it. It was like 25 and 34 or something. But still, it was like, I haven't seen if they tipped them like $1,000.
Canceled it?
I locked it. It can't go through. Once it processes, then I can challenge it. But it's not processed yet.
Gotcha.
So couldn't do anything. Okay. But that was the worst of the weekend. I guess it wasn't the worst for me. Kristen had to clean up Alex's vomit from the car.
Sure. Very nice.
She was playing mom.
Peyton?
Yeah, so I had it was not any worse of the weekend. The best was a Sunday yesterday. I went to the Rustic with Tolo Abel. He is Glow the DJ on Instagram. He will be the DJ at my wedding. We've talked for seems like a year now. I feel like just on Instagram chatting back and forth. You know, he loves the morning show, listens all the time. Big fan of the payload, obviously, but that's why I'm friends with him. But yeah, he reached out and was like, dude, like look at my work. Like, you know, you heard I was getting engaged, having a wedding, obviously. And so he was like, look at my work. You see what you like. And, you know, I can hook you up with being your DJ for the wedding. So he will do that next year in June. And so I went to lunch with them because I hadn't met him in person yet, you know. And, you know, we've talked for, it seems like a year now. And he's a big fan. But finally met him in person. And he said, it shocked me. He was like, the one thing I want to do after I've, you know, done meeting you is I want to meet Bobby. I really want to meet Bobby. He's a big fan of Bobby. There's not all many right, big fans really. Of Bobby out there. But Abel. Tolo Abel is a big fan of Bobby. And I said, you know what? I will hook you up, man. I will have a meet and greet with Bobby.
Somebody who's saying they really want to meet me could mean they're a big fan or they really want to handle me.
Oh, they just want to handle you out.
Yeah. they just want to take care of me.
So everyone right now who hates Bobby, text in and I'll hook you up.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. That's going to look, the fan text is going to look like an Ask Reddit segment here. Chop, what'd you have going on this weekend?
It was we had some friends in town over, I should say. So that was basically all we did. It wasn't a whole lot of best or worst. I guess you want the worst. I feel bad saying this because this is total first world problems. I planned on making Saturday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday just like I want to be in the pool, and I didn't get into the pool until after 3.
Oh,
that's
really?
The worst.
Wow. Yeah.
And you lose all the good sun. You know, the good sun is when it's an 11 UV at like 1 o'clock. I didn't get the 1 o'clock sun. So I feel bad saying that's the worst of my weekend. That's a pretty good weekend, you know, and that's the worst. But we had a lot of baseball. Baseball in the morning for my oldest. My youngest is done for the year or for the summer.
When I finally called you back yesterday, you were at baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, we had two games yesterday.
Two games.
So we got a couple days off. We get back to on Thursday.
Kristen texted me in the middle of that segment. She said, I'm the one that kept saying Alec needed to go home. You're the one who kept saying, no, he's good to go, and trying to get him to stay. That's not accurate, I don't feel like. I don't think she's remembering that totally correctly.
Let's see. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. We're gonna go down to Houston at 9 o'clock. Our buddy Reggie out of Tulsa.
Reggie, 9 o'clock.
But Diamond Cavs coming up next. Bobby's got a very troubling Ranger stat. Bad news for Ron Washington. And we'll go around the rest of Major League Baseball on a crazy weekend. Oh, and what happened in the College World Series yesterday? That garbage, that nonsense, and me getting into it with LSU fan over the weekend. It's all next in Diamond Cavs, next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.